What is a pickle? That is the question in Texas, where a state regulation that defines a pickle only as a pickled cucumber has put a retired couple out of business. Anita and Jim McCaney of Hearn, Texas, bought a farm to grow vegetables and sell them at farmers markets. But to make things work financially, they decided to pickle many of the vegetables and sell them. Problem is, they discovered the state bars them from selling any pickled item except a pickled cucumber, so they're suing. Anita and Jim, join us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, and first of all, just explain to us how this law works now. Why did they define a pickle only as a cucumber that is pickled?
That's the question I think the lawsuit will find out. But the law that was passed by our Texas legislature didn't say that. They passed a law and just said they had a number of items that were going to be non-hazardous foods that could be sold under the college food law, mm-hmm. and it just says pickles, and that got incorporated into statute in Texas. And then after the legislature went home, the health department got involved, and they added some things, and they say now pickle is a cucumber preserved in vinegar, brine, or other solution, comma, and excluding all other pickled vegetables. That's when the problem came in, when the health department decided to do that.
Do you have a sense of why they decided to do that?
I think that's what these attorney fellows we're working with is going to try to find out, give them an opportunity to explain that to a judge and jury.
And what has that meant for you?
Well, we were growing a number of vegetables and taking them to the market fresh. But when you have a farm like that, there's always produce that you can't sell at the fresh market. So we were looking at how we could use some of that produce to make a value-added product mm-hmm. and improve our ability to sell at the farmer's market. We had a number of vegetables that would have done well as a pickled vegetable, but the one that was the most obvious was the beets, because we grew wonderful beets, and we wanted to pickle those. Mm-hmm. But as we investigated what we had to do, we discovered that that was not allowed under the cottage food law.
And did you think that somebody was going to stop and arrest you if you did that, or you just were looking at the law and you said, we can't do this?
You know, we didn't want to take a chance. At the time, we were originally selling at the farmer's market in Bryan, Texas. The market actually set up on the parking lot of the county health department. Mm-hmm. And that didn't look very smart. You know, that's like running through the speed limit sign with the seeing a patrol car sitting over on the other side.
Right in front of the police station, right.
But beyond that, we're pretty conservative people, and we don't flout laws. If there's a law that doesn't make sense, we're more apt to try to get that law changed mm-hmm. rather than just ignoring it.
Well, and I want to get to what you're doing about that. But first of all, what has it meant for your business? You had to shut down, basically.
Well, we decided it wasn't economically feasible to keep on selling the fresh produce only. We'll have to figure out if this case or the lawsuit's not successful, we'll have to revisit our business plan and figure out different products that we can grow on the property. We haven't really done that yet. We have some ideas. We've got to do the research to see what maybe we can change gears.
What about the issue of safety? Do you think that there should be some regulations on the kinds of things that can be sold at a farmer's market just to keep people safe?
Yes, that's true. And when the legislature was debating the law, the things that they listed are what are considered non-hazardous foods. You know, that's what the cottage food law in Texas and all the other states is about, is non-hazardous foods. And when people start pretending that these foods are somewhere fit in the hazardous, like meat and seafood or things like that, they're just not being honest about it. And quite frankly, the biggest hazard any of us face if we go to the supermarket is buying fresh produce. If you look at the
lettuce outbreaks and things.
The lettuce outbreak. Go back a few years, the salsa outbreak. Go back to the eggs. When you talk about salmonella, that's in eggs, factory eggs. It's not in country eggs, but it's in factory farmed eggs. So I think, you know, the idea that we're all in favor of rules, but rules ought to be sensible, not restricting competition for people who don't want to compete.
So do you think the law is going to be changed?
We hope so.
How soon do you think you'll be able to sell your pickled beets at a farmer's market in Texas?
I've been counseled. We've been counseled that the wheels of justice turn very slowly.
Yeah. So what are you expecting?
We just don't even, you know, we don't know.
Yeah. That's Jim and Anita McHaney of Hearn, Texas. Thank you so much for joining us and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we reached out for comment to the Texas Department of State Health Services named in the lawsuit. They provided us with this statement. The purpose of food safety laws, including the Texas Cottage Foods Law, is to help make sure food being sold to the public doesn't make people sick and that the people preparing food that could be hazardous have the training to do so safely. The law says pickles may be sold by unlicensed and uninspected producers, but doesn't mention other pickled products. Since we didn't want to interpret something that wasn't there, we used the most common definition of pickles when we implemented the law in 2013.